Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 5th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft, Apple, and Google committed to building support for passwordless sign-ins across mobile, desktop, and browser platforms in the coming year. Google revealed this will let users choose their phone as a main authentication device, with the phone unlocking method used to sign into a web service, using a unique FIDO-compliant passkey. The nonprofit initiative Blue Sky released its first code for a decentralized network protocol, the Authenticated Data Experiment, or ADX. Blue Sky CEO Jay Graber said this is the start of its semi-public development process, although acknowledged ADX is incomplete. Blue Sky built the ADX protocol around user-controlled personal data repositories that social network developers can opt to support. The Verge's sources say Sonos will introduce its own voice assistant, initially rolling out to U.S. customers on June 1st, followed by an international rollout. Sonos's assistant will work with Apple Music, Amazon Music, Pandora, Deezer, and the company's own Sonos Radio at launch. It will use Hey Sonos as its wake word. CNBC's David Faber's sources say that Elon Musk is expected to serve as temporary Twitter CEO for a few months after he completes taking the company private. An SEC filing also shows that Musk secured $7.14 billion in equity commitments from investors for the acquisition, including $1 billion from Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison. The U.S. nonprofit National Bureau of Economic Research studied uses of Chivo, El Salvador's national Bitcoin wallet. Since it launched last September, around half of Salvadorians have downloaded the wallet, which came with a $30 incentive. Of those who downloaded it, 61% have stopped using it. Remaining users tend to be unbanked people who use it to hold and transfer dollars. Dish Network launched its first 5G service to consumers in Las Vegas, available for $30 a month. Dish initially planned to launch the service back in September and still plans to make 5G service available in 120 markets by June. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission added JD.com and NetEase to a list of firms that may face expulsion from American exchanges. The SEC added the firms under the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act, which aims to remove foreign jurisdiction companies from U.S. exchanges if they fail American auditing standards 3 years in a row. Reuters reports that the FAA met this week with telecom and airline officials to push to retrofit and eventually replace altimeters that might face interference from C-band 5G. C-band wireless does not operate in the same bandwidth as altimeters, but some older altimeters don't properly filter out all C-band transmissions. The White House issued a memorandum instructing federal agencies to increase preparations for the advent of quantum computing systems able to break current public key cryptography methods. A senior Biden administration official said the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, would soon publish new quantum-resistant cryptography standards. The memorandum also calls on NIST and CISA to reach out to the private sector about transitioning to quantum-resistant cryptography. AMD launched a line of CPUs for higher-end Chromebooks, the C-Series Ryzen 5000 chips. These use the Zen 3 architecture and include Vega graphics.
The line tops out with the 8-core, 16-thread Ryzen 7 5825C with a maxed boost clock of 4.5 GHz. Acer and HP announced Chromebooks using the new chips. HP announced its high-end Dragonfly Chromebook at CES, and we now know pricing. It starts at $1,149 for an Intel i3 model with a 400-nit QHD Plus display. The top-end Enterprise model costs $2,165. This model gets a lot of firsts for a Chromebook platform, like Intel's vPro platform and a haptic touchpad. Its display can also hit 1,000 nits of brightness. SoundCloud acquired the audio AI company Musio. The platform will use the acquisition to sort through its user-submitted library and become core to SoundCloud's discovery experience. Google acquired the micro-LED startup Raxium, which will be integrated into its devices and services team. The Information reported back in March that Google intended to acquire the company to use its displays in AR and mixed reality devices. Lenovo announced a refresh to its AIO7 PC, which offers a 27-inch 4K display that can be rotated 90 degrees to a vertical position. It also supports wireless casting from a smartphone using DLNA, AirPlay, and Miracast. It's coming to select geographical markets, but not North America. No word on pricing. Google began widely rolling out support for Google Assistant in Android to prompt users to automatically change compromised passwords. Clicking through a prompt will take users to the affected website, with Assistant able to handle all steps using its built-in password manager. Android Police points out, though, that Google hasn't published requirements for websites to support auto-change, so it doesn't work yet on all sites. And finally, Microsoft Developer Division Community Manager Scott Hanselman announced the company open-sourced the code for 3D Movie Maker, software first introduced by Microsoft Kids back in 1995. This came at the request of developer Foon Turing, who requested Microsoft open-source the code to expand and extend it. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.